As you know, we are in a poaching crisis in Africa, particularly pertaining to rhino and the elephant. And there is a lot of movement, illegal movement of the rhino horn and ivory. One of the key problems that we face, other than the poaching, is a lot of this stuff, ivory and rhino horn and other illicit wildlife products, are going through our ports, airports and harbors undetected. So the purpose of the canine detector dogs is to enhance detection, so that once people are apprehended, the culprits can be taken to court with the evidence, and a parallel program that we are doing, which is the capacity building for judiciary and prosecution, is tied to this. So we'll enhance detection of illicit wildlife products, and in parallel, find judges and prosecutors who are already prepared and sensitized, and so we can have commensurate sentencing. So the dogs, of course, you cannot corrupt a dog. The dogs, using their natural ability to sniff certain scents, have been trained. But equally important is the training of the handlers. So we have trained handlers in Tanzania. We have also trained 4 dogs for Tanzania, 6 handlers, 7 handlers for Kenya, 4 dogs. But this is just the beginning. We'll be doing other countries and also supporting this program for 3 years to make sure that it is sustainable. So basically, the purpose here is to enhance detection. Nobody should really pass through our ports with the ivory and rhino horn. They also, these dogs, they act as deterrents. People know that they will be there. Somebody is watching and somebody is sniffing for them.
Do you also agree with views that what's most challenging about controlling smuggling at ports is the case of poorly policed ports, which often undermine efforts such as these? And there's also a general concern that there's few inspectors and agents patrolling large ports. Have you found that to be the case in the 2 ports that you're talking about today?
That is very true. And apart from South Africa, which has done relatively well, many countries in Africa do not have specific wildlife mechanisms. People are not trained to look for these illicit wildlife products passing through the ports. On transit, I should mention that these dogs are, the units are also mobile, so based on intelligence, you don't just stay at the port. You strategically place the dogs and the handlers. And most importantly, too, is you work with other agencies, so customs, police, wildlife officers. You work with intelligence. You are right that here we have got case of illicit trade, which has flourished, and one of the problems is primarily because of lack of adequate capacity. So this is the capacity that we are trying to build. These programs are recognized and are being asked for by the governments of these 2 countries and other countries such as DR Congo and Ethiopia, which are our, and Mozambique and Botswana, which are our next in this program, have already realized this and are asking for this kind of support. It is very important not just to put these dogs at ports, but also to take the next step, which is work with other agencies so that the end product is to stop the trafficking, get people into jails commensurate with the law.
There's also an added challenge with the law courts often being lenient on smugglers all across the continent, that smugglers are often punished with a slap on the wrist. It is only recently that new laws were introduced to stem out the surge in poaching in Kenya, for instance. The East African region has unanimously agreed on tougher stances, and this is recent, seeing how big the problem is and how big the challenge is. What do you think of the progress that has so far been made in the region specifically?
Some progress has been made in Kenya, but remember that's just only in December 2013 that we passed that law. After very long, our Wildlife Conservation and Management Act was done in 1976, revised in 89, and not until 2013 that we have seen that. I'm not aware of a commensurate tougher law in Tanzania or in Uganda. Even in Kenya, there is still some concern that although the law has been passed, it is not being quickly expedited. and they're being applied. There must be still be people who are going through the courts or who can have good lawyers and commit crime, wildlife crime, and still go through unpunished or not adequately punished commensurate with the kind of profit that they make. And given that this is now organized crime, bringing in laws that treat it thus.